see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Thursday, July 16, 2026 edition. On your ballot in November. I know we're long way away from November. August 4th primary coming up. Basically, 2 weeks from this coming Tuesday. But November 3rd, we have two candidates on the nonpartisan ballot. They won't have an R or a D behind their names, but these are the Republican nominees for Michigan Supreme Court. Judge Michael Warren, MW. Judge Cassandra Morris Bills. She is a judge over in, I believe, Oscoda County. Cassandra Morris, M-O-R-S-E, like Morris code, dash hyphenated last name Bills. So the easiest way to remember this, M-W, Michael Warren, and Bills, second part of her hyphenated last name, the House, the Senate, Congress, Washington, Lansing, what do? Legislature, they pass bills. So remember to vote for Bills and Warren. Warren, Michigan, Macomb County. Those are the two judges that I'm going to have on the show that are the Republican nominees to hopefully win and get on the Michigan Supreme Court. They can join the rule of law judge, Brian Zara, and at least get some rule of law constitutional judges on our Michigan Supreme Court. Now, one of the things that I found a story on that was kind of interesting. Pat Kobach was on the show this week, and he said El Sayed is going to win the nomination for the Democrats to face Mike Rogers in November. Well, second quarter of the year, campaign finance reports came out. Abdul El-Sayed raised nearly $4.6 million in the second quarter of this year, which sneaks up on the combined $4.8 million raised between Haley Stevens and now the suspended candidate, Mallory McMorrow. Mike Rogers, the three of them, they raised $8.6 million. Mike Rogers, on the other hand, has $5 million between the three Mike Rogers accounts. While Stevens sits on the biggest pile of cash on hand for the Democrats, sitting with more than $3.4 million cash on hand, more than El Sayed. So it's going to be very interesting to see how the money impacts the race against Haley Stevens on August 4th. Other stories from Lansing. Continue sending me the text messages and pictures. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. For over 500 consecutive days, I've worked diligently to earn your respect by having difficult conversations in every town, city, village, and township in our district. I've driven over 100,000 miles to meet you where you are, at your businesses, in your homes, and in your communities. On August 4th, you get to decide if you want leadership that says they will represent you once they get to Washington, or someone who represents you now. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back in second segment, hour number two. Haley Stevens, who sits on the biggest pile of cash on the Democrat side, according to the campaign finance information, with more than $3.4 million, among the Democrats left in the race. Individually, she raised nearly $2.1 million. Our campaign, this is Haley Stevens' spokesperson talking, Sam Barrett. Haley Stevens' campaign continues to build incredible momentum, and we've earned the support endorsements from Michiganders like the current U.S. Senator Gary Peters, his wife Colleen Oka, former Senator Debbie Stabenow, and even former Governor Jennifer Granholm. Because Haley Stevens knows how to win tough races, and she'll hit the ground running to help fight for Michiganders on day one, said Barrett. In the Democratic primary, the spending race has been tight overall. El Sayed and McMorrow blasting through cash reserves. El Sayed has spent already $4.4 million in just the second quarter alone, mostly on TV ads. McMorrow, even though she suspended her campaign, was close behind, spending $4.2 million. How did she spend $4.2 million and not get any traction in the polls? Well, it's because she's a flawed candidate. Haley Stevens, on the other hand, who has been seeing help from outside sources, was able to keep her spending at about half of the other two, spending only $2.1 million. She's running nothing but TV ads. Well, on the Republican side, Rogers saw nearly $3 million raised between his two campaign accounts, as well as the Federal Election Commission's campaign finance website, with another $1 million per the organization group known as Team Rogers. Rogers spent the same as Stevens, only $2.1 million. Mike Rogers, according to his campaign spokesperson, is in a stronger position than ever to win the seat in the Save Michigan. Working families across the state are fed up with the Democrats' failures, and Mike knows how the socialist opponents operate and knows that if they're elected, they will only send us spiraling even further. Rogers sitting with more than $5.7 million cash on hand, as his two competitors have either been disqualified or failed to make the number of signatures to get on the ballot. Bernadette Smith only raised $23,000, spent $21,000. Genevieve Peter Scott's campaign raised only $7,000. So we already knew she was not going to go anywhere. Captain Mike Bouchard, who is now the only Republican in the race for the 10th Congressional District, was able to raise nearly $410,000 for the quarter. Robert Lugeri, who's dropped out, raised $72,000. Let's see, what other ones? Oh, 1st Congressional District. This is interesting. Callie Barr nearly matched the funding numbers raised in the second quarter as the incumbent current Congressman Jack Bergman. Bergman raised $449,000 in the second quarter. Callie Barr, the Democrat, raised $443,000. And her fundraising efforts was all in the district. Meanwhile, Bergman had nearly $850,000 cash on hand. Barr, quickly catching up, has $571,000 cash on hand. I believe Kelly Barr is going to win the Democrat nomination. Justin Michael, trying to unseat Bergman, only raised $11,000, according to his campaign finance report. And Matthew Denotter, who's also recently jumped into the race, he raised the most. $3.2 million. However, nearly $2.1 million of that came from himself funding his campaign. So, interesting amount of money raised for his campaign. Even without his own $2.1 million, he still raised another $1.1 million. It's more than Bergman and Kelly, the Democrats, combined. $3.2 million. What's he doing with the money? Let's see. Any other races here that's interesting? Oh, Democrats. Democrat side of the John James 10th Congressional District seat. Eric Chung raised $412,000. Christina Hines came in at $277,000. And the state representative, Tim Grimmel, he came in third place, actually, for the Democrats. He only raised $177,000. Well, Michael Bouchard Jr., $410,000 in the second quarter alone. Right up there with this Eric Chung, the Democrat. So we'll continue to watch this and see where the money comes and see where it goes. Okay, let's see what time. Yeah, we got room for this story. And this is kind of interesting. Quote of the day. Well, John Selleck of Harbor Springs Public Affairs making a comment to the Detroit News where Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson speculated about the publication's gubernatorial polling showing him 60 percentage points behind Jocelyn Benson. Sheriff, I think your radar gun is off by 60 miles an hour, said John Selleck. Kind of interesting because, according to Swanson, he believes the polling had a 60-point margin of error. Okay, he's trailing by 60, and it's got a 60-point margin of error. I get it. Let's see. Oh, yeah, that's right. Here we go. Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Governor Whitmer wants data center companies to sign a pledge. Michigan Affordability and Responsible Growth Pledge. Committing to not having their operations impact household and small businesses' electricity bills, as well as to use technologies with minimizing the use of water. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said in a statement, "It's simple. Any data center company that wants to invest in Michigan must ensure working families do not pay a single penny for data center development or operations. They need to protect our natural resources and create local good-paying jobs." There's her talking point. Good-paying jobs. Governor Whitmer's office started circulating the pledge at noon yesterday. Whitmer faced backlash on social media earlier this summer after attending the groundbreaking of a very controversial Stargate data center project in Washtenaw County. The development is being overseen by the Oracle software company OpenAI and Wallbridge. That's the construction consulting firm headquartered in Detroit. Critics of the project, ranging from Ann Arbor area progressives to even rural conservatives, argue that the development was moving in despite of local opposition. They were upset for the lack of clarity surrounding the possible impacts on the Saline River it will sit along and how its power capacity will affect households and small businesses, and even questioned why pieces of its 19-year agreement with DT Energy was redacted and blocked from public viewership. Oracle agreed to Whitmer's plan, noting that its partnership with DTE is projected to deliver a net benefit of about $300 million to electricity consumers in Michigan. The vice president of Oracle said, "We support the governor's commitment to ensuring data center companies pay their own way and are building responsibly to meet every commitment in the pledge, including not increasing utility bills or compromising our grid reliability. We are equally committed to protecting Michigan's water resources by using a closed-loop cooling system that dramatically reduces water use and supports sustainable operations." Google, which is behind the project named Project Pinole, a proposed computer data center campus for Van Buren Township in Wayne County. Well, they also publicly opted to back Governor Whitmer's pledge. Google is proud to sign the Michigan Affordability Responsible Growth Pledge. This builds actually on our national commitment to pay our own way, protect our neighboring ratepayers, and bring new clean energy sources to support reliable grids. Our partnership with DTE Energy, we are going to enable 2.7 gigawatts of new clean energy resources, including solar power, battery storage, and even demand response. We will support our local grid, protect our residential customers, and deliver an estimated $1.7 billion in long-term ratepayer savings. Well, the governor, her pledge basically has 10 main bullet points. So what we're going to do is take a bottom of the hour news break. When I get back, we'll get into these 10 bullet points of her pledge for data centers. Bottom of the hour news, hour number two. We'll be right back.